This is the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Wrapping up the Monday Morning Facial, it's presented by Amomus Peace Salon and Day Spa. I had a couple other entries. Gary says, reverse facial, I had two sour watermelon peeps yesterday at our Easter dinner, courtesy of my five-year-old grandson. They were delicious, so I can't hate on peeps anymore. Smashville's Finest says, facial goes to Vegas for being the first team in Stanley Cup playoff history. Give up a shorthanded double overtime goal last night. You know what? I think we're going to give the prize to Gary. He had peeps, doesn't hate on them anymore. So Gary will give you the prize. $100 gift card from A Moment's Peace Salon and Day Spa. Enjoy. It is a huge week here in the Music City. The NFL draft gets rolling on Thursday with the first round. Of course, we'll have plenty of coverage all week here on The Zone. We could potentially have a Game 7 of the Predators playoff series if they win tonight. That would be on Wednesday. And, of course, the St. Jude Rock and Roll Marathon is on Saturday. All sorts of different events, especially with the marathon and the half marathon. We're joined by Alyssa Updegrave, the race director. Alyssa, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I guess, you know, one of the big things that's always right there on the schedule is the race pickup. You go pick up your number, you get your shirt and all those things. And that will go on as normal, right, on Thursday at the Music City Center and extended for, you know, a couple days there like you usually do?
Correct. You know, it starts on Thursday at noon until 7 p.m. at the MCC, and then we go through on Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
The race course itself is a little different. How challenging was it to make some alterations to work around the draft, you know, especially on Broadway and also over at Nissan Stadium where their activities happening?
You know, we were actually able to find some distance that we've used in the past to just implement that in, since we're turning down fourth instead of second. And it was kind of an easy grab to find it over in Music Row. So that was, you know, not as much of a challenge. And working with the NFL has been actually really great. They've been very accommodating and kind of making sure that both events go off without a hitch.
Well, how different will it be around the stadium, especially when you're looking for a place to park?
So parking is a little different this year, but with the city, we've actually worked and they have provided some extra parking lots around Cross Point Church, as well as Main Event parking right off of James Robertson Parkway. So we've been able to kind of circumvent the parking, and you know, we're hoping people can go ahead and park in those lots and get on over. We've got some athlete drop-off locations, and we've also got some athlete pickup locations for after the event around the stadium.
Alyssa, does the draft in some ways add to the fun of the whole thing, you know, with the stage and everything that's going on downtown, and, you know, a little extra attention, you know, for your event?
You know, it's super exciting. This weekend in Nashville as a whole is going to be an exciting time to be here. I mean, it's not every day you've got the marathon 20th running, and you also have the NFL draft going on. So we're excited. You know, the energy of the city is just fantastic, and you can't really beat being in Nashville at this point in time.
Alyssa Updegrave is our guest. She is the race director for the St. Jude's Rock and Roll Marathon.
Well, listen, this is an event's gotten so big, man. How many people, I guess, come from out of town and run in this race?
So, you know, we have about 60% of our runners are actually out-of-towners who travel in. So only 40% are local, which is really interesting for us. And, you know, it's kind of a chance for us to showcase the city and what Nashville has to offer, which is one big reason why the entire course goes through all the different neighborhoods. You know, you go through Music Row, you start off in Honky Tonk, you know, make your way to Music Row. You get to go around Bicentennial Park, through the Gulch, and then into Shelby Bottoms if you're running the marathon. So it's a great way to showcase the city. People come out and are in all different neighborhoods, and we encourage those people and residents to come out and cheer on the runners and kind of show them the great community and Southern hospitality that Nashville has to offer.
No doubt about it. Now you also have the kids running to the final mile? Is that it?
Yeah, we've got the 1 mile and the kids race, and we're actually introducing a doggy dash, and all of that will take place on Sunday.
Oh, well, that's pretty awesome. Now, you guys are partnered with St. Jude. How long have you guys been together? I think it's about 8 years and running, right?
Yeah. They're our title sponsor, and they're just such a great organization to work with. You know, it's benefiting a great organization when runners can run with them and raise money for St. Jude. So We're extremely happy to be with them, and they've been a great partner to work with.
The 20th running, did you guys ever think, you know, it would kind of get into the kind of event that it's become, you know, with so many people coming in from out of town and just such a, you know, a big group of runners every year?
You know, I mean, I guess we're always hoping to increase numbers, and we're always hoping to get more people to run and enjoy the rock and roll brand. You know, it's not your average race, road race. You know, you've got stages all around the course. The energy and the hype is up. So this year we've actually increased the number of band stages that we'll have on course from 26 to 32. So actually each band stage will be an NFL team. So cool. With that, we're hoping people can go ahead and cheer for their team. You know, they can locate where their band stage is. And, you know, as they upcome to that stage, they can go ahead and cheer for their team and get even more excited. And with that, there's more activities and there's more things to focus on the course and activations with partners. So throughout the course, you know, people will be entertained and they'll be excited up until they cross that finish line.
Listen, I cannot forget to ask you about the doggy dash. Only fitting that I asked about the doggy dash.
I'm very excited about this. We're actually working with the Nashville Humane Association, and I'm a dog lover at heart. So it's a half mile run around Nissan Stadium, and you can come out and run with your furry friend, and then you go ahead and you finish. And there's a little activities. There's going to be an off leash section for those dogs to kind of run around. And with that is the 1 mile. So we'll have McUltra out there and food trucks and games. And we're just really excited for Sunday to kind of make it a family fun day where you can bring your dogs and you can bring your family, and then your kids can run in the kids rock.
Yeah, I don't think the off-leash section would be good for my dog. That might cause a lot of chaos. Alyssa, thanks so much for the time. All the best. I know it's a crazy week and there's a lot going on, but we appreciate the time this morning. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, that's Alyssa Updegrave, the race director for the St. Jude Rock and Roll Marathon, which is going to be going on right in sort of the tail end of the NFL draft on Saturday. But you know, also where you go to pick up your stuff at the Music City Center, that's a big part of it. You have to go there in person to pick up your number and your t-shirt and all those things. So just kind of make sure you plan ahead.